You are listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. It's a little over a month away to Oregon's primary election on May 21st, and local advocacy groups are kicking it into gear to get voters educated. Throughout April, the Urban League of Portland is hosting virtual candidate forums for offices including Multnomah County Commissioner and the District Attorney, the 3rd Congressional District in the state, and also statewide offices including the Secretary of State, the State Treasurer, and the Attorney General. I spoke with Jennifer Parrish Taylor, the Director of Advocacy and Public Policy at the Urban League of Portland, to learn more. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited to talk about this. The Urban League of Portland is hosting candidate forums throughout April. What can you tell me about these forums?
Yeah, we're super excited. We're continuing a tradition that we have here at the Urban League of Portland, where we're going to be hosting a set of community candidate forums where folks can learn more about the candidates. And those forums will start April 15th and run through April 26th. Roughly, they will be from 6 to 7 or 6 to 7:30, and folks can expect to hear from candidates running for district attorney for Multnomah County, Secretary of State, State Treasurer, Attorney General, 3rd District U.S. Representative, which will be on two nights because there's so many folks running, and then Multnomah County Commissioners for District 2, and then Multnomah County Commissioners for Districts 1 and 3. And so really, you know, how our forums operate is that they are not a debate. So if we're coming to expect folks to engage in a lively debate, this isn't it. This is really an opportunity for us to ask questions on issues that are important to our communities of these candidates, to get them on the record, for them to share a little bit about themselves and why they are running for these positions. And so if folks are interested in checking them out, I really would recommend you go to our website, which is ulpdx.org, and click on the events tab. And there will also be an opportunity for folks to submit questions if they have them. But really, we're looking forward to having an opportunity to hear from these candidates and what they have to say on issues that are important to our community.
Can you tell me a little bit about why these are the races that the Urban League is focusing on?
We're focusing on these specific races for the May election and wanted to ensure that we hosted them in time for the ballots that folks will receive come about May time. And, you know, looking at who registered to run for office, this is kind of how the slate of forums shook out. We will do these again come November, so that will be more expansive of the, you know, dynamic races that we'll see come November. And so we start with May, then we'll go to November, and we expect, you know, the number to increase by then.
So you mentioned that there will be community questions involved, that folks can get involved that way. Who's going to be moderating the candidate forums?
That's a great question. So we'll have community members, folks from nonprofits that are local to Portland and throughout the state, who we've allied and worked with on issues such as literacy, such as economic justice, such as criminal justice. So, for example, Justice Raji, who is the executive director of Reimagine Oregon, is going to be one of our moderators, as well as Joya Lease with Imagine Black. And so we're really excited to uplift these voices that we worked with, that folks know from the community, to moderate these forums. And that slate will change again when we hold these in November as well.
What are some of the issues that you're hoping that candidates will be addressing in these forums?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to the district attorney, when it comes to the attorney general, we're really going to be asking questions related to criminal justice, especially issues that disproportionately impact, you know, unfortunately, negatively, communities of color, and really hearing from them what are their plans to mitigate that impact, and how do we make these systems more just for our communities. I think when it comes to the state treasurer, you know, we'll be asking questions because, you know, this role is in charge of investing on behalf of the state of Oregon. And so asking questions around, like, how is that process transparent? And how is it then communicated back to communities what they're doing and how folks can learn more information. And when it comes to the county, really asking questions about homelessness. You know, we see this as an acute issue in our community, especially for Black and Brown communities. So what are we doing to ensure that folks are moving from to a shelter to transitional housing, to permanent housing, to owning a home if that's what they want to do? And so, you know, really asking questions that are reflective of the communities that these folks are going to represent. Same with the U.S. Representative for the 3rd District. Those are much broader questions, but still apply in terms of, you know, housing and jobs, and making sure that, you know, everyone in those communities gets to thrive.
Well, you mentioned that the 3rd Congressional District race, your forum for them is going to be broken up into two parts because of how many folks are running. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so to accommodate the plethora of folks running for that office, we're going to be splitting them on two nights. So the first will be April 23rd from 6 to 7:30, and the second will be April 24th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. as well. And again, it's just splitting them up in terms of just size, not necessarily any preference, because as a C3 organization, we have to remain neutral in these races. And so it's just creating a platform for candidates to speak to their experience, and really so that our community can make informed decisions when it comes time for them to vote.
You touched on this a little bit, but how do these forums differ from other political debates that people may be familiar with?
Yeah, typically in a debate, you know, a question is asked and both candidates are given time to respond to that question. But then there is some back and forth that can happen with a debate. With a forum, it really is about zeroing in on the candidate, hearing from them directly, their stance on a particular issue that they're being asked about, and not really engaging in that kind of crosstalk or cross-engagement. We really want to hear from folks directly and not have this be turned into a political circus, potentially, because it really is important to hear where folks are on the issues, and that, you know, they're transparent in their answers, because our folks are going to be watching. A lot of our folks will be watching this after the fact because they are recorded. And we've heard from folks that they use these as they're going through their voter pamphlets to really inform, you know, who they're going to vote for. And so, you know, I can't stress enough the importance to folks who are going to be participating, that we really want to hear from you and your viewpoints on these issues.
So with these forums, this is one sort of election or voter education that the Urban League of Portland is doing. Are there other types that your organization engages with during election years like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing events year-round related to our Reclaim Your Vote events that have been virtual and some have been in the community. And so what that means is that we have monthly virtual standing office hours is what we like to call them, where folks can come learn a little bit more specifically around the changes that are happening at the city, but also more importantly, how and where they can get registered to vote, and also double check that they are registered to vote, because depending on the race, if you're an unaffiliated voter, some of these are closed primaries, and so you'll have to be associated with a political party to participate. And again, you know, we're neutral and we're a C3 organization, so we don't push any party affiliation. We push more so the importance of being civically engaged, being registered to vote, and making your voice heard when you have these opportunities through these elections. And again, you can go to our website at ulpdx.org and go to the events tab to see when those events are being held.
How do you hope community members will interact with these forums?
How I hope that they will interact is through both our social media and on our website, through sending, following our social medias, which is just ULPDX on all channels, asking questions directly through there, you know, engaging in debate with each other and conversation with each other around, you know, what issues they feel are important and, you know, how they thought candidates fared and responding to the questions that we're asking. We really want to spark conversation in community on issues that are important, but also be open to hearing from, you know, their neighbors and their friends, you know, their perspective on the issues. Because I think ultimately we all have the goal of finding solutions that are most pressing in our communities. And that's really going to only come about through working together and hearing different perspectives and trying to come to some common ground and how do we move forward. And so these forums are one way in which we try to spark those conversations, and we'll continue to hold them and continue the whole space for community to have conversation.
If our listeners are interested in finding out more, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, again, you can go to our website, which is ulpdx.org. There is an events tab, and our 2024 primary candidate forums will be listed. You can register for any of those events. But again, if you happen to miss them, they'll be running from April 15th to April 26th, as I mentioned. They will be recorded, so you'll be able to come back to both our Facebook pages and our YouTube pages to see these videos after they've aired.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I just really encourage folks to make time to, whether it's our forum or others, but we hope that you join ours, to really hear from the candidates that are running in these various positions. You know, we only have a healthy democracy in so much as folks participate in that democracy. And so it's really important, I think most especially for our Black and Brown communities, that we are registered to vote, that we take the time to hear directly from candidates, that we have conversations with our friends and family, that we review, you know, the voter's pamphlet when it's sent out, and that we return our ballots in a timely fashion. Voting is so easy in the states that there really is no excuse not to do it. And so we just really encourage folks, again, if you don't know if you're registered, reach out to us at ulpdx.org on our website, and we'll be able to walk you through that process and just encourage folks to join us.
Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to talk me through that. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jennifer Parrish Taylor, the Director of Advocacy and Public Policy at the Urban League of Portland. The Urban League is putting on candidate forums in the month of April that include Multnomah County Commissioners and the District Attorney, the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District, and statewide offices as well, the Secretary of State, the State Treasurer, and the Attorney General. More information on their candidate forums is online at ulpdx.org/2024-primary-candidate-forums. Oregon's primary election will be on May 21st. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.